Last, we're going to have someone from the Anti-Poverty Committee speaking. The Anti-Poverty Committee has been working on the training wage as one of the very first campaigns that we set up. We recognize the training wage as being a major part of the Liberal government's attack on the poor working class of this province. Mike Krebs has been part of that campaign since the beginning, and he's here to speak now.
Hi, I'd just like to thank everybody for coming out. It should be pretty clear from everybody to see from the different speakers just how many people from how many different backgrounds are being affected by the training wage and similar tax on low-wage workers that the Liberal government is waging against us. It should also be obvious, you know, like there's a whole misconception, and I can't stress it enough, that this is not just about youth. It's not just about teenagers living with their parents who are going to be affected by the training wage. This is an attack on youth, and it is hitting the youth really hard, but it's not just about, it is not just the youth, as the other speakers have already illustrated. Aside from that, the training wage is also going to affect unemployed workers in combination with the other attacks that have been waged. In the last 7 years, we've seen tens of thousands of people kicked off welfare. In the next few years, we're going to see tens of thousands more kicked off welfare. Until there's hundreds of thousands of people who have been kicked off welfare. And these people are going to end up having to compete with everyone else, with all the other low-wage workers. There's going to be more and more of us competing for less jobs, for less money. Now, with what's happened last week, the announcement of the changes to the Residential Tenancy Act, the situation is just going to get worse and worse. The other thing I think it's obvious we can see is who it is really benefiting from these cuts and these attacks from the training wage. I mean, we actually can't see them. There's a nice wall of police between us and them. They don't let people like us into their events. But they are in there. And they're really happy about what's going on. They're really happy about what Gordon Campbell and his government is doing in this province. I don't personally come across very many people who are very happy about what's going on in this province. I talk to friends, family, people on the street. I'm assuming the people in front of me, we're not very happy about what's going on in this province. And the attacks are being waged against the people in this province. But the people in there, the BC Restaurant Food Services Association, they're really happy about what's going on in this province. They've been pushing for a training wage at least since 1999. When it came in, they were happy about it. Of course they're happy about it. The training wage is essentially a $1,000 per worker subsidy for each employee hired. It's just quick math. You're supposed to be working at the training wage for 500 hours for $2 less than the regular minimum wage. That's $1,000 per company or per worker for each company. Now, a company like McDonald's contributed $11,000 to the Liberal election campaign. So they own, after 11 workers at the training wage, you know, like you can figure out where that money's ended up. It's a pretty quick payoff for them.
Good return on investment.
It's a very good return on investment. Now, the other things that the BCRFA has also been pushing for was the changes that happened to employment standards and labor relations. They're also, of course, really happy about these sort of things. The scaling back of overtime rates. Another one of the big changes to employment standards is the introduction of a self-help kit. Now, personally, I've been through employment standards before, and it was hard enough before. But now what they have is what's called a self-help kit, where you can no longer go directly to employment standards if you have a grievance against your boss for illegally holding back wages or any other benefits. What you do is you go and you print out a self-help kit, you fill it out, and you hand it to your employer. You say, hey, boss, this isn't right. You're ripping me off. This is absurd.
And then they fire you.
And then of course they fire you.
And then you lie on the street.
So it doesn't like.
Get off it.
And then the other thing that the BCRFA is happy about, this came in the summer. The BC Restaurant Food Services Association has now entered into what they call a special agreement with employment standards. The BCRFA. Now has a staff officer from Employment Standards that works in their office. This goes hand in hand with this whole self-help kit idea. What happens is this officer is employed by the government, works with any BCRFA company that has a grievance against them by their employer. So that basically, You have business policing itself. They're referring to it as voluntary compliance. If businesses complied with the rules in the first place, why would we have employment standards, and why would we even need employment standards? So, just again, the government, the BCRFA is obviously, and other businesses are very happy about what's going on in this province. Unfortunately for us, they're not happy enough. Right now, the BCRFA is campaigning for a gratuity wage. What a gratuity wage is that any worker who works at a place where you get tips, a different lower minimum wage applies to you. So things are going to get worse. This is what the BCRFA is advocating. So it's things went from bad to worse, and they're getting much worse, and they're going to continue to get worse. The BCRFA is going to continue to advocate for these sort of things unless we do something about it. And one of the reasons that we have to fight back against these is because things are going to continue to get worse. The BCRFA and other businesses through the Liberal government are going to keep finding more and more ways to squeeze more and more profits out of us. So we can't just stop the attacks that they're going to wage, and we can't just reverse what's already been done. What we need to do is actually fight to improve our living situation and improve our conditions. And this is why the Anti-Poverty Committee is demanding, aside from that the training wage be eliminated, that the minimum wage be raised to $11 an hour. Now, if you're a single person working full-time, even at $10 an hour, you're only just at the poverty line threshold. So it's obvious we are an anti-poverty organization. We wish to see people out of poverty. So at a bare minimum, the minimum wage should be $11 or more. So this is one of the things we're fighting for. Our three main demands in this campaign are an end to the training wage, raising of the minimum wage to $11 an hour, and also an elimination of all the changes that were made to the Employment Standards Act. In this fight, we've already targeted the government many times. We will continue to target the government with these demands. As today, we are targeting the business associations that are pushing this agenda through, and we will continue to target them. And starting this month, we're also going to be targeting directly the businesses that are using the training wage against their workers. Starting November 16th, we're going to be doing leafleting and picketing once a week outside of McDonald's. McDonald's is a business all across the province. Every single McDonald's is paying the training wage. Okay, I don't want to get in trouble for libel. The McDonald's training wage is not $6, it's actually $6.50. But does that mean that we are not going to take this to their doorstep? No, of course not. So November 16th at 1 p.m., we're going to be at the McDonald's at Granville and Dunsmuir. This McDonald's specifically also has a policy that they will only pay the training wage to workers that are under 18, even if they have other experience. So we will continue this fight back against the training wage. We encourage people to get involved. As was already said, we have a sign-up sheet. We have a lot of regular ongoing stuff. We encourage people to get involved. If we're going to stop the training wage and the other policies, it is up to us to work together. All the people who are getting hit by the training wage and the other policies that are being brought in by this government, we have to work together. You can't fight this thing alone. You can't get anywhere by yourself. It's just a fact. The changes to employment standards are a perfect example. If there's any sort of grievance you have towards your boss, it's really unlikely to be able to bring it up and not get fired. So we have to work together. We have to, in fighting the training wage and fighting all the other policies that are being brought in that are attacking the many, many people in this province. We have to fight against the training wage. We have to fight against the cuts to welfare. We have to fight against the privatization of public services. We have to fight for social housing. We have to fight the cuts to women's services, against education, against the theft of native land and resources. We have to fight against all these things together as a mass movement. We have to build this movement to defeat this government. And together, fighting all these things as a movement, I think we will win. Thank you.